AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The day after his surprise trip to Ukraine, President Biden spoke in Poland about how Russia's invasion has hardened Western resolve. Ed Donahue has more.
The president was back at a castle in Warsaw, where he spoke shortly after the Russian invasion of Ukraine last year.
There will continue to be hard and very bitter days.
But he also said democracies of the world will stand guard over freedom.
But Ukraine is steel for the fight ahead. And the United States, together with our allies and partners, are going to continue to have Ukraine's back as it defends itself.
Before his speech, the president met with the president of Poland as he began a series of consultations with allies to prepare for an even more complicated stage of the invasion.
1 year after the bombs began to fall, Russian tanks rolled into Ukraine. Ukraine is still independent and free.
The White House has emphasized there's no clear endgame to the war in the near term. I'm Ed Donahue.
A handful of congressional Republicans met with President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv today. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Mike McCaul led the delegation. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin has suspended Moscow's participation in the last nuclear arms control pact with the U.S. The Environmental Protection Agency has ordered Norfolk Southern to pay for the cleanup of the chemical spill near East Palestine, Ohio, after that fiery train derailment. EPA Administrator Michael Regan.
In no way, shape, or form will Norfolk Southern get off the hook for the mess that they created.
Rita Foley reports home sales are down.
January sales plummeted by nearly 37% from a year earlier and slipped 0.7% from December. Home sales fell for the 12th consecutive month to the slowest pace in more than a dozen years.
On Wall Street, stocks had their biggest drop since December. The S&P 500 fell nearly 82 points or 2%. This is AP News. Two Supreme Court cases are being heard that could reshape how online platforms like Google, YouTube, Twitter, and others handle speech and content moderation. Julie Walker has details.
In the case heard Tuesday, the Supreme Court seemed unlikely to side with the family of a student killed in a terror attack that wants to sue YouTube for helping spread ISIS videos. Justices like Elena Kagan seemed concerned about upending the internet and their interpretation of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act.
Why is it that the tech industry gets a pass? A little bit unclear. On the other hand, I mean, we're a court. We really don't know about these things. You know, these are not like the nine greatest experts on the internet.
Kagan says Congress, not the court, should make changes. The case Wednesday involves another terrorist attack and prompted a lawsuit against Twitter, Facebook, and Google. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.